Welcome back to Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. Today we will be talking about three of our new stories today. The stories will be going over our Kansas, United States, and the world. Stay tuned for today's stories and more. In Kansas, on September 20th, 2022, 16-year-old female named Adela Renee Espinoza, she is a tall Spanish teen with brown hair and brown eyes, the deputies need help finding her. She was last seen by her parents around 10:30 p.m. at her home right off of 55th Street, Can Drive. Investigators think that Espinoza left with another person, but don't know their identity. She has been missing for days, and people in the community are looking for her. Officials have not released a description of the missing teen nor what she was wearing when she disappeared. And if you have any information about Adela, of where she could be, please contact 75-841-0007.
In the U.S., Florida has been hit by a hurricane that is a Category 1 but will turn into a Category 4 hurricane soon. It hit Florida today. People have been evacuating for 1 month and some are staying and taking the risk of not living. This hurricane has made landfall in Cuba already, but people are boarding up their houses before they leave so their house won't get destroyed while they're gone. The hurricane won't hit till, well, already has hit, but has already made landfall. Well, has made landfall. People say that the hurricane was just a smidge off of a Category 5, so they call it a 4+. They call it a 4+ because it is almost Category 5, but not and above a Category 4.
For our world news story, the Cherokee Nation is renewing its campaign for the representation in Congress. The tribal nation demands that Congress seat its delegate in the House of Representatives under the Treaty of Ecota. The Cherokee were made up to give up their ancestral land and relocate to Oklahoma in exchange for their homelands. The Cherokee were promised 5 million new land and delegate in the House of Representatives. For two centuries now, the Congress has failed to honor that promise. If Kimberly, the elected delegate, were to be seated, her role would likely be similar to other non-voting members of the Congress. However, the Treaty of the New Ecota has no expiration date. The obligation to seat a Cherokee Nation delegate is as binding today as it was in 1935. Members of the Cherokee Nation say that Congress most likely will not sign the treaty.